Holy dirt. There is such a thing, at least if the good people at El Santuario de Chimayo in New Mexico are to be believed. Chimayo is a pilgrimage site up in the mountains. Can I walk? And off to one side, as you're in the beautiful sanctuary there, off to one side, it's actually that side, through doors smaller. Anyone been there? Yeah, okay, great. Any others? Fantastic. So when you're at Chimayo, and I wonder if you all were able to do it, if you're persistent enough and obnoxious enough, then I was from New York, and have a persistent enough little kid with you, Katie was probably 10 or 11, they let you through that door. And when you go through that door, you get into a little room about the size of a walk-in closet. And right there on the floor, about 3 feet, maybe 3.5, 4 feet across, is a hole in the ground, the holy dirt. And I had to get in there. I had to feel it. I had to see it. I loved everything about that idea of holy dirt. We're not talking about holy marble statues of the Virgin Mother or of Jesus. We're not talking about holy gold candlesticks or gold chalices to hold the communion wine or something like that. We're not talking about holy icons, beautiful paintings. We're not talking about holy books. We're talking about holy dirt. The notion couldn't be goofier, right? On the other hand, what could be a more perfect symbol or representation for our Christian faith, for our relationship to God and the world and each other? And that's what Jesus is getting at in these parables. After all, we don't, as Christians, we never did believe in a God up there and out there. At least, we've never, ever only believed in such a God. Our whole faith, our whole story, our whole understanding of God and our world and ourselves is that God was and is born into this world. And the world became, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, the famous Christmas passage says. And the Word, God, became flesh, became born into this wonderful, beautiful, messy, dirty world. And God became flesh, which according to the first chapter of the first book of the Bible is flesh, that is formed from dirt. And as you likely know, even scientific notions of the Big Bang and of creation and of expanding universes backs up that biblical notion to a significant degree. For what it's worth, scientists tell us that a mix of stardust and gas, dirt, and the breath of God yields us, our cosmos, our earth, our fleshly living cells, and all the cells and atoms and nucleuses and everything else that makes us us. But enough of that. Let's fast forward to Jesus' parables here. Did you notice how they just keep coming? As though Jesus is a rap star performing at a poetry slam or something. The parables just keep coming. And did you notice what Jesus is telling us? What and who Jesus is calling us to be? You are children of God. Now, you are soldiers in God's great and powerful... No. You're ambassadors. You're apostles sent to... No. You're beautiful, talented members of God's great choir. No. You're dirt. Thanks, Jesus. You really know how to lift a guy up. Make me feel good about myself. Hold on, Jesus says. I'm not playing around. You all are the dirt, the soil, the matrix, the womb, the environment in which God's word, God's truth can and does grow. And let's be clear, as every farmer and every gardener knows, there's dirt and there's dirt. Dirt that gets too trampled down. And God knows the world can trample us down. Dirt that gets trampled down ain't going to do it. Dirt that's too rocky. Nothing getting through here, thank you very much. That ain't going to do it either. Dirt that yields up a bunch of thorns, cutting and slicing and choking, that ain't going to do it. But dirt, that's everything that good dirt, good soil is supposed to be. Movable and malleable. Lets the air in and lets the water in and lets the critters through and all the microbes and everything else whose names I don't know because I was very poor in science class. Dirt that provides safe and nurturing space for roots to grow deep down and for buds to grow up and branches to grow out. Now you're talking. That's the kind of dirt I'm talking about. Still not sold? Still not buying it after I've explained it? Okay. I got another one for you, Jesus says. Ever hear of a mustard seed? Smallest seed there is. Now, I don't care in the year 2017, and I doubt Jesus cared then, whether you can prove that the mustard seed really is the smallest seed. That's not the point. Here's the point. You ever hear anyone say things like this? You ever feel this way? The world's so big. And the challenges are so huge. There's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do to make any kind of real difference. What can I do to stop poverty or terrorism or end wars? I have enough trouble keeping myself above water and my loved ones. What can I do? Ever feel that way? Ever hear anybody else talk that way? And what does Jesus say? As small as you think you are, teeny tiny, as small as you may think God or the universe thinks you are, think of this. I just told you you're nothing but dirt. And that's a good thing. Because look what dirt can do. Or how about that little tiny, teeny, itty bitty seed? Think about what that seed can do. In the right dirt. And with the sun and the rain. And the interaction with all kinds of other critters and microbes and air and water and everything else. It grows. It can't help but grow. And when it grows, it interacts with everything else in its environment. And when it interacts with everything else in its environment, it provides safe spaces for others and even creates whole new environments for others to thrive in. One seed interacting with others, and boom, a whole ecosystem drawing on life all around it and supporting life all around it and inviting new ways of life to emerge from dirt and from a little bitty seed. Reverend Ray read was first words from scripture we heard today. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. God knows a little something about life and creating life and creating the ways for life to grow and flourish. And the way it happens is when the Word becomes flesh here and now. When God and God's ways become dirt, become the basis for life. And that's where we come in. And that's when the magic happens. When God's Word interacts with good soil, with people and faith communities in which to flourish. Well, as the psalm that we read together says, what happens then is God's word brings justice for the oppressed, provides food for the hungry, sets the prisoners free, opens the eyes of those who can't see or just don't see. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves those who act justly. What can I do? What can't you do? So Jesus, so the great psalm that we read, you who are from cosmic stardust and gas and earthly dirt, you who are the very flesh God breathed into to create you. You who are created for embodying God's word and God's ways in the world, you are dirt. You are created to flourish and to be a place, a field, an environment for God's ways to flourish in your own life and in the lives of those around you. Sisters and brothers, don't ever sell yourselves short. Don't ever think of yourselves as small. Don't ever let the world trample you down so much that you stop being you. Don't ever let yourself get so hard and rocky or bristly and thorny that you can't or don't let the good in and let the good out. Be that interactive, open, nurturing soil that God made you to be. Because when God's way of life and living takes root in you and puts you in contact with all kinds of other centers of God's ways of life and living, well, before you know it, you'll be growing. And others will be growing through their connections with you. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, and that includes you. Sisters and brothers, believe it. God made you for life and for growth, your own and others. And let all of God's holy dirt gathered here on this plot say together, Amen. Amen.